Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.
That's years of joy.
Saving money on your outdoor project now at Menards. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think. When you do it yourself, you save. Get free estimates using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM, hits 103.9 FM here in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, myjoyonline.com. We're also live in all 16 regions of Ghana via our various affiliates, live on X Spaces and Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. Coming up, environmental CSO Arocha Ghana warns of imminent failure in the fight against calamity, citing the new government's reliance on recycled strategies and lack of innovative approaches to environmental protection.
This new government has also taken over. You can already see that we are all on the pathway to failure already. If we don't take care, we are just going to have another 4 years of wasted effort.
Meanwhile, government has been defending its decision to repatriate foreigners arrested for their involvement in illegal mining instead of prosecuting them.
Feeding them is even a problem. Taking care of them, seriously, the prisons are congested. So if there's a way not to exacerbate the situation by sending these people back to their home countries, I think that I would opt for that.
Well, we'll find out if this is lawful. Also coming up this afternoon, governing NDC's Asin North MP, Jachi Kwesin, acquitted and discharged after a three-year legal battle of perjury and dual citizenship charges.
They were trying to prosecute, but this is a court of law, difference between prosecution and persecution.
In sports, Hits FM and Joy Sports kicked off the 2025 Repio Jersey celebrations in grand style, using last night's Arsenal-Real Madrid clash as a teaser. And what a night it was, Arsenal thrashing the reigning champions 3-0 and setting the perfect tone for the fan-favorite campaign.
You know, it's a game, and if you are playing with Real Madrid, you know, when the referee are not whistle to the final game, you shouldn't jubilate.
Well, in our climate focus series today, rising poultry mortality due to extreme heat prompts farmer training to mitigate losses.
A cousin of mine divided the pen into two, and that was the last salata. Just one day in the afternoon, he lost about 53 birds.
Details of these stories with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. This is Joy News, independent, fearless and credible. Stay with us. And this afternoon, the environmental civil society group Arocha Ghana says it fears that the fight against illegal mining is already faltering under the new government, warning of another 4 years of failure unless citizens take action. Deputy National Director Daryl Bosu criticized government's approach as excuse-laden and ineffective, particularly its plan to deport foreign galamseyers without prosecution. We hear from him shortly, but last night, Deputy Interior Minister mounted a strong defense of government decision to merely deport foreign nationals engaged in galamsey instead of deporting them. Now, speaking to Evans Mensah on PM Express last night, Ebenezer Taylabi explained that given the challenges in the prison system, including the lack of space, government believes repatriation is the most practical option for now.
The whole thing is so complex. You arrest some of them and all they tell you is that they don't have their passports. And the identity is very difficult. So once they get into the system, it's difficult to even track some of them. So once you are lucky and you grab them, you know, at the crime scene. Now, taking them, we have another challenge at our prisons. We are looking at 14,000, you know, a population of prisons that we have now. Feeding them is even a problem. Taking care of them, Seriously, the prisons are congested. So if there's a way to exacerbate the situation by sending these people back to their home countries, I think that I would opt for that.
But Mr. Telabi, do you concede though? You said that taking these foreigners through our legal system is frustrating. The cost will frustrate you. But you are okay dealing with the frustrations when it comes to Ghanaians you arrest, but you are not okay dealing with the same individuals when they are foreigners. That is double standards at best.
Oh, not really. But rather, you see, let's be realistic. Because you arrest about 80, Chinese, and then you have to find a place to keep them. And then sometimes even vehicles to take them to court is a problem. You go to court and they succeed in getting, bail.
But that also applies to the Ghanaians you arrest.
Certainly. But you see, the point is that, there are a few things that I wouldn't like to disclose.
Well, we can now hear from Deputy National Director of Arocha Ghana, Darren Bosu, who has been speaking at a high-level, multi-stakeholder dialogue in Kumasi, focused on tackling the deepening environmental crisis.
We had the previous government do their best. But we know that their best amounted to nothing. This new government has also taken over, and we can already see that we are all on the pathway to failure already. If we don't take care, if we the citizens don't come and support the campaign, we are just going to have another 4 years of wasted efforts. And that didn't be a year, be 8 years. Get a Galam stop, get a Vanguard, Operation Hall, Viva Basso. As you know, not still. I'm saying no, actually, I am going to be. I buy food for our baby, and also say, or be setting agenda. As we wash, send a yasha, send a employee. I say, I'll grow best a bed, ever so. If I'm not bad. Aha. Yasha, so that's the only fight, Musso. And as he said, there are two of money, excuses. And then put the discussion be about, say, sir, we are foreigner. We are true of mining center. They beg you for two. Now, what we are Ghana, we need here. What you are proud of being here, a true, never go up to prison for 10 years, 15 years. Foreigner never did the dear one, they're not yes, uncle. Uncle Namaye, uncle enjoy their winner. Most of the time, you can't say, Munka, your winner is the mom of the cop. It's no answer, fight, you know. Say, young Cassian for your one, she won.
And here, the Deputy National Director of Arocha Ghana, Daryl Bosu, speaking there at that high-level multi-stakeholder dialogue in Kumasi, in Tri. And Joy News editor Fred Smith joins me with more on this. Joy, Fred, what was he saying in Tri?
Well, essentially making the point that we are going back to square one in the fight against illegal mining. He thinks that the current government is adopting old approaches in fighting Galamsey, and that's what we've been doing, and we've never succeeded. So he thinks that we're back to that same stage.
Well, we now have to understand, what does the law say, Fred, when a foreigner is caught engaging in illegal mining?
Well, according to Section 99(3) of Act 995, a non-Ghanaian who undertakes a mining operation or facilitates the participation of any person in mining contrary to a provision of this Act commits an offence and is liable on the conviction to a fine not less than 100,000 penalty units and not more than 350,000 penalty units. Since a penalty unit in Ghana is currently valued at 12 Ghana cedis, this translates to a fine between 1.2 million Ghana cedis and 4.2 million Ghana cedis and a term of imprisonment of not less than 20 years and not more than 25 years or both the fine and the imprisonment. The law also makes it clear that where a non-Ghanaian who is liable on summary conviction under subsection 3 is a person liable to deportation under section 35 of the Immigration Act, that non-Ghanaian shall, where sentenced to a term of imprisonment, serve the full sentence before deportation in accordance with subsection 3 of section 37 of the Act.
So what does the law say about Ghanaians who help foreigners engage in illegal mining?
Well, section 99(5) of the Act again makes it a serious offence for any Ghanaian who permits or facilitates a non-Ghanaian to mine illegally. The law prescribes fines of not less than 30,000 penalty units and not more than 100,000 penalty units, with a penalty unit at 12 Ghana cedis. That's between 360,000 and 1.2 million Ghana cedis. And conviction also comes with a prison sentence of not less than 15 years and not more than 25 years.
Thank you, Fred. But the government has been defending this, and Deputy Interior Minister Ebenezer Tailabi admits the decision violates the Minerals and Mining Amendment Act 995.
Your policy is also subject to law. Do you concede that this new approach is a blatant violation of the Minerals and Mining Amendment Act?
Certainly. That is on the surface of it.
No, not the surface of it. The law is very clear that a non-Ghanaian involved in
mining... It is clear, that's what I'm saying, yes.
Yes, must be prosecuted and get up to 20 years imprisonment. Do you concede that what you're doing is a flagrant violation of this?
I wouldn't say it's flagrant. It's a violation, but it is not arbitrary. It is not intentional. It is the situation that is dictating the approach. And I think that, yes, we will look at it. We will look at it again. I believe myself, my boss, would look at it. But the bottom line is that the foreigners that are in our forests are a nuisance. And we need to get rid of them. We need to get rid of them. And we also don't want to choke our prisons with these people. So what do we do?
Well, on the line now is Aula Sewa, coordinator of Eco Conscious Ghana, and to tell us more about what she thinks about what's happening. Aula, we're grateful for your time on the Midday News. What do you make of what the minister is saying?
Good afternoon to you and your listeners. Thank you for having me. The law is the law, and we have to go by the law. It just beggars belief how foreigners can come to Ghana, destroy our forest reserves, poison our water bodies, and then we can just say, thank you very much. You are paying your flights, go back to your country. No sanctions. And then when it comes to Ghanaians, the prisons are not full when it comes to Ghanaians or when it comes to Africans. You know, this discriminatory approach is unacceptable. The jails may be full, but if they are full, whether you're a Ghanaian or a non-Ghanaian, the jails are full. And we should think of innovative ways of dealing with the problem, not just bypass the law and give foreigners a free pass. If we actually understand that we face an existential threat, if we actually understand that they're engaged in ecocide, they've left their countries, they've come to destroy our forest reserves and poison our water bodies, it's just astonishing that we think of just deporting them, not letting them be tried, if found guilty, convicted and sentenced. And after serving their sentence, then we deport them.
Well, Aula, the minister makes tangible reasons, frustrations of the legal system, congestions of our prisons, which you currently admit. What will be the alternatives to government?
Well, the alternative is not to just deport them. We have asked for fast-track courts to deal with illegal mining cases. If you have to set up shelters to keep them, so be it. But it is not on the table that you just deport them. We saw the case with Aisha Huang. She just came back and continued her nefarious activities. So there's no guarantee that just by deporting them, you are solving the problem. They are nuisance. You deal with them. Who even gives them visas to come to the country? How are we monitoring them? So what we are saying is that prosecute them, sentence them, and find ways of containing them. But deporting them without their serving a sentence, to me, is not a deterrent. You're actually encouraging more non-Ghanaians to come and poison our water bodies and destroy our forest reserves.
Right. Thank you so much, Aula Sewa, is coordinator of Eco Conscious Ghana, telling us what she thinks about the minister's decision to deport illegal miners out of the country. Now, moving on, the criminal division of the Accra High Court, presided over by Justice Mary Yanzwa, has acquitted and discharged the Member of Parliament for Aseng North, James Jachikwesin, bringing an end to a three-year legal battle involving multiple charges, including perjury. Kwesin, who declined an offer from the new Attorney General in 2022 to discontinue the case, walks free today after the court ruled that the prosecution failed to present sufficient evidence evidence to support its claims. The charges against the MP included deceit of a public officer, forgery of passport or travel certificates, knowingly making a false declaration, perjury and false declaration for office. And our legal affairs correspondent Latif Idrisu was in court and brings us more on this development stories. Latif, how did the court come to this conclusion?
Yeah, Mami, so if you recall, the MP was facing charges including perjury, deceit of public office, forgery of passport, knowingly making a false statutory declaration, and then false declaration. On all these counts, the judge has concluded that the prosecution failed to meet the prima facie standard. What that means is that they are unable to prove that indeed the member of parliament for Akin North is fourth victim to perjury or deceit of public office or forgery of passport, or he knowingly made a false statutory declaration, or he made a false declaration to the Electoral Commission when he filed his nomination to become an MP.
Well, you also spoke to Judge Equation after the verdict. How did he respond?
Yeah, he is elated, excited. He says that he had always known that he would come out victorious, and that the former administration was only out there to persecute him. And this was a political vendetta against him, and he knew he was going to come out victorious.
It's almost expected, because you see, when a man is innocent, no matter what you do, it will be pronounced at some later date. You know, they were for persecution. They were trying to prosecute him. But this is a court of law. You know, that's the difference between prosecution and persecution. And I'm very proud that our Lady Justice, Mary, I was going to tell her in the courtroom, but I mean, the rules doesn't allow that. I was going to tell her she's a very decent human being, and more blessings for her. Thanks to God, thanks to all these people behind me, family, friends, my dear sister here, Member of Parliament. We all in this together. And I think this is a day for Akin North. Justice for Akin North and justice for Ghana. It's not about me.
Well, Latif is still with me on the line. Latif, the Supreme Court was expected to hear a suit challenging processes to potentially remove the Chief Justice brought before it by the old Tafu MP. How did it go?
Yeah, that case, Mami, is being adjourned and it's indefinitely. We do not know when the case will be called again by the Supreme Court. The excuse is that some 50 state attorneys are undergoing a training on how to manage or go through the processes at the ECOWAS court, and so they are unable to avail themselves at the Supreme Court and other courts for the state cases brought against the state or brought before the state, reason why the case has been adjourned. But the former Attorney General Godfrey Dame was in the court, and he was disappointed when journalists asked him about what he made of the state's position on this particular case. He said that he expects the president to respect the law and then just put on hold the processes he has initiated to remove the Chief Justice from office, Mami.
Thank you so much. Latif Idrisu is a legal affairs correspondent. Now, the Operations Directorate at the Presidency has petitioned the Customs Commissioner to act swiftly on a suspected large-scale tax evasion scheme involving officials at the Customs Headquarters. Deputy Director Mustafa Bande cited systemic irregularities enabling revenue losses through underdeclared imports and procedural manipulation. He spoke to my colleague Elton Brube.
The whole of Customs, excuse my language, it's a crime scene. Revenue leakage, huge. Look, I have had to encounter a situation where, through our monitoring, some trucks coming from Aflao was allegedly to have invaded tax on the Aflao border. And a team was dispatched from the custom headquarters to Aflao to escort those trucks to Accra. Don't forget we had custom barrier at Dabala.
Right.
Okay? So you couldn't return these vehicles to Aflao to go and pay the required duties. Dabala couldn't get them to pay, but a team from Accra was able to move to Aflao to escort. Now, the scandal is that the custom officers knows about the goods, mm-hmm. So they invade tax through the port, the barrier, the flower barriers, and then they escort these vehicles as if they have arrested the vehicles, bring the vehicles to Accra. Within 2-3 days, the vehicles, the goods disappear.
And, we're in
and it's a scandal. I have reports about it.
And you have names of evidence?
Names and everything, every single officer.
Have you arrested anybody?
I have given that information to customs.
Well, the Ghana Revenue Authority has refused to comment on the matter for now. Mustafa Fandi is also urging ministers of state to take steps to transfer their chief directors and other high-ranking public servants in the ministries. He explains why.
You see, I have advocated for one thing, that every minister should change their chief directors and their directors of finance.
Why so? These are public servants. These are civil servants.
Not sack them, but change them.
Because of what exactly?
Because if we believe that a previous administration have done some wrongs and that they were public servants who permanently are stationed, irrespective of which government is in power, you know, supervising these wrongs, then if you're accusing the politician, it is just so right that you look for the accomplice. And these are normally human resource directors, finance directors, chief directors, and all of that. I'll tell you.
And you're still listening to the Midday News here on Joy 99.7 FM. We'll take a break. We'll return with sports. And also in our climate focus series today, rising poultry mortality due to extreme heat prompts farmer training to mitigate losses.
A cousin of mine divided the pen into two. And that was the last salad. Just one day in the afternoon, he lost about 53 beds.
Petrosol are celebrating their 10 years in grand style. They're giving back to their loyal customers. Hope you have registered at their online portal. Don't say I didn't tell you all.
Each month, customers will stand the chance of winning items like tricycles, motorcycles, television sets, refrigerators, phones, fuel vouchers, and many more. But the best part is that at the end of the promo, we will be giving out a grand prize of 2 Suzuki Espresso cars to lucky winners who stay with us all through the promo period. All you need to join is to visit any of our over 100 stations across the country to get registered, or go to www.petrosolcrm.com to register online.
Petrosol, energizing dreams.
When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. This gives me confidence all day.
Anytime you meet Ama, don't be surprised I smile showing my beautiful white teeth. Because I don't have cavity, thanks to Kel Charcoal Toothpaste for its natural charcoal properties. In fact, we are like twins. I can't go without my Kel Charcoal Toothpaste.
Sabi why I dey use Kel Charcoal Toothpaste morning and night when I dey go bed self. It dey make my teeth white where it dey comot every scent from my mouth inside. My confidence level they go up, so I they show my 32 teeth all.
Introducing the Kel Charcoal Toothpaste, formulated with activated bamboo charcoal powder, ensures whiter teeth and removes bad breath. The strong natural property of the activated bamboo charcoal removes bacteria, absorbs surface stains on our teeth caused by coffee, wines, and tobacco. Welcome, Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. Kel Charcoal Toothpaste. Sankofa Yenchi.
Kel, happy smile.
This advert is FDA approved.
Welcome back to the Midday News. In sports, Hits FM and the Joy Sports team have launched the 2025 Rep Your Jersey. The launch of the event took place at the premises of the multimedia group in Kokomlimi on Tuesday night. Fans were thrilled to an exciting game as Arsenal secured a commanding 3-0 win over Real Madrid in the first leg of the UEFA Champions League quarterfinals. Despite the defeat, some fans who spoke to Joy Sports expressed optimism ahead of the second leg and next week.
Oh, actually, you know, it's a game. And if you are playing with Real Madrid, you know, when the referee are not whistle to the final game, you shouldn't jubilate. Though it's 3-0, but we believe in magic. We Real Madrid fans.
When we go for but Real Madrid home crowd, we are going to score them. We mean it, we are going to score them.
We'll add another 4 to the 3, making 7.
Tired of Madrid. Why, Madrid? Why? Is the Champions League yours?
Giving you free money.
Don't worry, we are still waiting for that 90 minutes after Thiago Bernabeu. So don't worry, we are waiting for that 90 minutes. Of course, it's always Real Madrid. Real Madrid in Champions League is something else. So don't worry, we are waiting for Real Madrid. We are waiting for Arsenal at Santiago Bernabeu.
Some fans there after the match yesterday. Now, Hits FM Rep Your Jersey is powered by Joy Sports and sponsored by SoccerBet, TCL and DSTV. Now, rising temperatures are killing poultry birds in alarming numbers across Ghana, with farmers in Greater Accra hardest hit. As livelihoods and food security come under threat, Nigerian NGO LIFA is stepping in, offering training and tools to help farmers combat the heat. Mahmoud Mohammed Nuruddin reports in today's Climate Focus.
Rising temperatures linked to changing weather patterns are pushing bears and their farmers to the edge. Heat stress is taking a toll. Farmers report mysterious deaths, reduced egg production, and mounting financial losses. For Esther Andor, a farm manager at Dorothy's Garden of Eden Farm, the nightmare began in January 2024.
Then the day came. About 50 of them died. We didn't know the reason why that happened.
Like Esther, dozens of farmers across Accra and other places have experienced sudden poultry deaths.
A cousin of mine divided the pen into two, up and down. And that was the last salad time. Just one day in the afternoon, he lost about 53 birds.
But hope has come. The Livestock Industry Foundation for Africa, LIFA, has stepped in. They trained 200 poultry farmers on managing heat stress, from better housing design to specialized nutrition. Professor Adebu Kola Olufemilayo Lala is a researcher with LIFA.
I was saying earlier that some of the solution is you have a good, well-ventilated building, and your cooling system should be effective in terms of providing cool, clean water, increasing your water point, the water trough during heat stress, then reducing the number of animals you place per space.
As the weather patterns change, adapting farming practices is not a luxury, it is a necessity. And with the right knowledge, poultry farmers can beat the heat and protect their livelihoods. A report by Mohammed Nuruddin.
Well, to tackle rising student indiscipline and violence in schools, the Zongo Youth for Discipline Initiative has been birthed. This movement is committed to guiding students to respect societal norms and grow into responsible citizens, Adobe Asari reports.
Students' violence and indiscipline are becoming a serious issue. Just this month, a student at the SDA Senior High brought his father's pistol to school and fired it, injuring another student. A violent clash between students of Kimbu Senior High and Accra High School has only added to the turmoil. Also at Accra Academy, a senior student was caught on video mercilessly lashing a junior with a machete. These are just a few examples of the widespread violence and disrespect that is increasingly troubling schools and society as a whole. Eunice is a food vendor and mother.
They go for their inter-schools competitions carrying weapons. One of them stabbed another and he bled profusely.
Amidst this crisis, hope emerges. The Zongo Youth for Discipline Initiative, led by the Nima Police Commander, has been actively engaging with students.
And it is becoming something, and we had to do something about it. So then this group was formed. We went to schools, we spoke to the students. We don't do violence. We spoke to them with discipline. We want them to replicate the way we are behaving. But we are very stern.
And it's time for What's Trending. And I have in the studio with me Michael Ashale and Sweetie Abochi. Why are you so excited?
Hi, Mamiesi. I'm excited because I'm coming to do trends. And I'm going to tell you that the whole X space is quiet. It's only those in red who That's are no making fun, noise, because it was a victorious day for them yesterday. And Papandi doesn't want to get into it, but I know he will.
I mean, the only thing I can associate with this is because Manchester United also wears red.
Oh, this is not your day. It's not your day.
I mean, yesterday.
But wait, is that what inspired your red?
Not really, but I have too many friends who are supporters of Arsenal, including Fred.
Arsenal so, decimated Real Madrid yesterday.
I know, right?
It was sad to watch.
I'm happy for my friends.
Oh, I mean, I know someone who is very happy. Fred Smith.
Yeah. Let me get you a couple of comments from Twitter. It says, remotes no allow your neighbors sleep yesterday because Arsenal win. And someone says, Real Madrid studied Arsenal corners, but it was free kicks that came up in the exam. You know how when you go and stay up all night and study something and chalet.
Well, also, guess what? Trump and Xi Jinping is trending.
Yes, indeed.
But there's this video here,
you know,
Mami,
China
I'm sure you can see.
China has increased their tariff to 84%.
Retaliatory tariffs. Oh, and there's somebody goodness. On Twitter who said they asked.